Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local in studio right now, Mercy Parker. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah, Mercy Parker. They're going to be playing a show with Hail the Pilot and Sonic Medicine Wednesday, October 17th at the High Dive. We're going to introduce you to Mercy Parker tonight. In case you've never heard of them, we want to get your ass over to the High Dive for this show. So before we go any further, let's go around the room and let's introduce ourselves and tell us what you do for Mercy Parker.
So my name's Philip Sador, and I am guitar.
Right on. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
I'm Matt McKay, and I'm playing bass.
My name is Chris, and I sing.
My name is Jason. I'm the drummer.
Right on. Well, tell me a little bit about the history of Mercy Parker. How long have you guys been playing together? And were you guys in any projects before this? Maybe a little history?
Phil and I linked up a couple years ago and just kind of started getting the skeleton and the structure of the songs together. And it was really natural. And then, Chris and Matt, we kind of formed over time.
I think we got to a point where it was like, hey, I think these feel really good. These songs feel really good. Let's do something with this. Let's fill this out.
Yeah, very natural. Yeah.
And so we were looking for a bass player, and just by happenstance, Matt happened to post him playing bass. And since
killing it,
there was only one bass player available in probably Washington State, and it was Matt.
There you go.
We had him come in, and it just immediately clicked.
Yeah. Loved the songs, loved the people, so it was easy fit.
Yeah, and then Phil and I have some shared friends, and just by coincidence, he heard some of my kind of solo stuff that I was doing, acoustic stuff, and then I'd done a synth project, and I'd sent it to him, and then we kind of went back and forth, and then they sent me a couple of songs, kind of test songs, and recorded some vocals over those, and then sent it back, and then finally met in person, and did kind of like an in-person audition, and we all kind of clicked, and then the rest was kind of history. Yeah, it was great.
Right on. Awesome.
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty organic, I'd say.
A lot of natural connections just with our backgrounds and kind of growing up in the Northwest, living here, yeah.
And to answer your question, all of us were in multiple music projects in the past. So there's a lot of musical history between all of us too. So for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, let's start with Phil. Philip, and what was your favorite Northwest band of all time? Maybe growing up or currently. It doesn't matter if they've been broken up or members have passed on or anything. What is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Any chance I could squeeze in two? I'm going to go, this is a bit of...
Yes, you can.
It's a little tough, but I'm gonna go a little obscure first, and The Accused.
Yes.
It's up there in the number one slot, and I feel like, too, Mudhoney for me.
Nice, dude. We're going to play some new Mudhoney a little bit later in the show. So, Accused and Mudhoney, a good 1-2 punch there.
I'm a kind of a purist. I remember seeing Soundgarden at NAFF Studios when I first moved to Seattle, and had a friend that was practicing out there with Nevermore, and got a chance to go out there, and they had a barbecue, and I just remember seeing those, and I had stars in my eyes, and I was like, I have to do this. This is what I've got to do. And after seeing that, it was dyed in the wool. Yeah, seeing Soundgarden that early at a oddball stage, it was just it was a surreal experience.
So. It's fitting that you mentioned Soundgarden, as we were just talking off the air, that Chris Cornell actually got a full life-size statue today dedicated to him, a big ceremony today. So awesome. Wow. R.I.P. Chris
fantastic.
Cornell.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go with Fleet Foxes.
Cool.
I mean, I've been in rock bands, and we are a rock band, but I'm kind of an acoustic, campfire, melodic kind of guy at heart, so I'm going to have to go with them for sure.
Okay, right on.
I would go with Botch.
Nice,
dude. I came with like metal and a lot of those like metalcore bands, Norma Jean and Zayo. And so, We Are the Romans, American Nervoso. Those are staples for me for sure.
So we got everything from Botch to Fleet Foxes here. That is running the gamut, man.
A little bit of everything.
That's awesome. So we're going to play you some Mercy Parker music right now. This is from an album that's going to be coming out January 26th, self-titled album. How long have you guys been working on this record?
Since January, actually.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one full year of working on the record, and then that's cool.
It's almost right on the anniversary of our first jam with Chris.
Yeah. We've been recording at Bear Creek Studios, and it's really coming together.
Awesome. Going to be a full length or EP or?
Full length. It's like in between. It's like eight songs. So yeah, for sure.
Right on. Well, here's Mercy Parker. We're going to play a couple songs here, Shores and Suit Yourself. Anything you guys want to say about these songs before we jump into them?
Go ahead, Phil.
Hold on to your seats.
Shores was the first song that we recorded together.
Nice.
Really proud of that song. Yeah.
It was Shores was actually the very first organic song that we all wrote.
Cool.
Kind of in a room together. Yes. And it sort of exemplifies our sound, I think, in a lot of ways.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, here it is. It's Mercy Parker in studio on Loud and Local.
It's been a while.
listening to Loud and Local. The band in studio is the band you're hearing right now, Mercy Parker. A couple songs off their new self-titled record coming out January 26th. If people like what they're hearing, is there a place that people can add you guys on social media, maybe follow along with the progress of the album?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be posting up continuously Facebook and on Instagram.
Awesome. Right on. Is that what, Mercy Parker Music?
Mercy Parker Music, yep.
Right on. Follow along with them. Pretend that you know them. Be cool, you know. Like, leave little comments and emojis and slide into their DMs.
We read them.
Nice. Right on. Well, again, you guys are going to be playing Wednesday, October 17th at the High Dive. Can we expect to hear some of these songs at that show?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely, yeah.
For sure.
Right on. So High Dive is a pretty awesome venue, pretty prestigious, I'd say. It's a great sound, great vibe. What made you guys want to play the High Dive? Maybe those reasons.
I was going to say, I think you just answered the question. No, I mean, I think it's kind of an iconic local venue, and I think a lot of bands strive to play there. And again, same thing. It's a good sound and good place to see a show for sure.
Fun neighborhood.
I live close, so I'm biased.
right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, if anyone's listening right now and they want to start a band and they're playing their instrument, they want to meet some people, they want to start a band and get out there, is there any piece of advice you would give to anyone who wants to start a local band?
Yeah, I would say go to shows, you know, really put yourself out there, mm-hmm. really connect with other musicians and just kind of hone in on, you know, your craft, your instrument.
And just do your thing. Like,
yeah,
don't play to be anything or be a part of anything other than just playing your guts out.
For sure.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, again, the band in studio is Mercy Parker, and this is a question I like to ask. Now, let's go around the room. Let's start with Phil again. What was the first album that you actually purchased on your own? And this is not something that was given by a cooler older brother or your parents or your grandma. What was the first tape, CD, record, whatever, the first piece of music you purchased on your own?
Well, I don't even have to think about it because it still eats at me to this day that I don't have it anymore. It was a Whiplash demo by Metallica cassette.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And who told you about Metallica? How'd you find out about them? Was it on the radio or?
Yeah, you know, I think it was just a neighborhood friend had a poster in his room,
and at the like, time I it was cool.
Yeah. I want to do that. Right?
That looks badass.
And I was always jamming it, and I just connected with it. Yeah, I was a metalhead early on.
Nice, dude. Right on.
The first was vinyl. Journey's Frontiers.
Nice, dude.
If I date myself.
And you guys are tape vinyl. I bought my first CD, and it was REM, and it was Automatic for the People.
Nice, dude. Album.
Yeah, back in 1992. So, yeah.
Mine was Butthole Surfers, Electric Larryland.
Cool. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, I got the info from older sisters that were super into them, and really good first album, I think, to get into.
Right on. And how many of you guys signed up for, like, the BMG or Columbia House, like, 10 CDs for it at one
time? I think they're still sending me letters, actually.
That's awesome. Well, again, Mercy Parker in studio. We have a few more songs by you guys, and the songs that we're actually going to play right now are called The Great Escape and Friend or Foe. Anything you guys want to say about these jams, aside from they are awesome?
Well, these last two ones we just recorded. These are the latest ones that we did in the studio.
And where do you guys practice at?
We've been practicing at Bootstrap down in Georgetown.
Cool.
They caught on fire July 4th.
Jesus.
We've been without a practice space for a while, but they finally got back up.
We're back, yeah.
That's good. Cool.
But it was kind of fun because we were practicing in Matt's
little basement.
Little basement. So it was kind of back in the high school, college days, back when we were doing those kinds of band days. So it was fun. But yeah, we're back in the studio now.
Right on.
Yeah.
And any shout-outs to who's recording the album and whatnot?
Yeah, we're working with Taylor Carroll at Bear Creek Studios.
Cool.
He's been our engineer and producer and a lot of, you know, mutual friends. He's been really awesome and fun to work with. Really kind of takes a new perspective to the songs that we would never think of. It's been a lot of fun. That's just such a great, historic, you know, uber professional studio. It's been really great.
That's awesome. Would you suggest local bands going to them?
Definitely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get in the time. Yeah, it's really a top-notch studio.
Yeah, and for people that don't really know about it, it's in an old barn out in Maltby.
Really?
Yeah, and I mean, I live maybe a mile and a half from there, and I had no idea it was out there.
Where's Maltby? I'm going to sound like such an ignorant fool. Where's Maltby?
It's kind of over by Mill Creek.
Okay.
In between Mill Creek and Woodinville.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's
tucked away in the woods, and it's in this old barn, and it's like walking into grandma's house. I mean, I swear, you know, it's super comfortable, and Taylor, you know, makes you super comfortable. So yeah. It's all about the vibe.
They have a little note when you walk in the bathroom, and it says on a piece of paper, please make sure to turn off the water all the way. It's your grandma's house.
Yeah, and leaky pipes. Hang up your towel.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Wipe your feet at the door sort of a thing. So it's very homey, super comfortable there. Really fun to record there.
Over. Shout out to Maltby.
Who'd have thought, yeah.
Mercy Parker, again, in studio, and if you have anything you want to say to them, maybe talk some trash, give us a call, 206-421-ROCK. We got a couple more songs, Great Escape and Friend or Foe. These are coming off the self-titled record they are working on right now. January 26th is the release date, but we're playing them for you before anyone else. It's The Great Escape here by Mercy Parker on Loud and Local. Check them out on the 17th at the High Dive.
your blue skies and bullshit, digesting every thought in your head. It's making its way through all your morals and virtues. Are you better off alive or dead? The wind, it does warn me of impending calamity, echoing the thoughts I have made. But oh my God, it's multiplying. Drown in asphyxiate, no cure for anyone it should take. But prison cells and butterflies, they coexist like fire and wine. What is real and what is fake? So I'm saving my soul, and I'm not coming home. I can't tell a friend from a foe.
Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Mercy Parker in studio. We've been playing some jams from their upcoming self-titled record coming out in December, correct? Or January?
January.
26. Awesome, man. Well, you guys have some shows coming up, but the one we're talking about tonight is with Hail the Pilot and Sonic Medicine, Wednesday, October 17th at High Dive. Did you guys get to choose the other bands you're playing with? Or
yeah, we did.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about these bands.
So Hail the Pilot is from the South Sound, and they are absolutely amazing.
Nice.
Fantastic songwriters. The vocalist kills it. And we're super stoked to play with those guys.
Sonic Medicine, yeah. Medicine as well. They're really just a diverse band. It's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah.
Right on. Mercy Parker, again, thank you very much, guys, for coming up to the studio and sharing your music with us. I think the first time I heard you guys really is when the ladies from the Greenwood Music Crawl came up and shared the music. Yeah. So shout out to them, of course. And anyone else you guys want to thank or say to the Northwest audience before we play your last song and boogie on out of here?
Definitely Adam at Bootstrap. It's been really fun, rehearsing there. It's been a really great space for us to just kind of be free creatively, and that's where Phil and I kind of started playing, and we're really grateful for that spot and for all the work he's put in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And, man, this is just – the whole process is such a journey, and just a general, you know, thank you to family, friends, loved ones slash loved ones that are there for us to support us and encourage us to keep going. Personally, I'd like to give a shout-out to my two local guitar shops where I buy all my gear – Northwest Guitars in Bellevue.
Yes.
And Thunder Road in West Seattle.
Yes.
My hood.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, thanks, guys, for always being there and having what I need.
Yeah. And I am actually going to give a shout-out to one of my two biggest fans, and I promised them I would, to Jonan and Paige, who my son and daughter.
Are they up still listening right now?
Probably not, but I'll show them the blog tomorrow or whenever it's up. But
there you go.
I told them I would say their name on the radio.
So they better be sleeping right now.
Stoked.
They should be asleep.
So again, Mercy Parker, you guys are going to be playing the 17th at High Dive. And what can people expect from that show?
You know, I should mention that we are actually the middle band. Sonic Medicine will be opening, and then we are playing, and then Hail the Pilot will actually be headlining that show.
Okay,
so
sweet.
They deserve that shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, we want to be known as a live band, and we bring it every single show.
Awesome.
So I think you can expect a lot of energy and just a party, man. It's just a good time.
Right on. And if you enjoyed their music, follow along with them at Mercy Parker Band on social media and come out to the show Wednesday, October 17th. The middle of the week can be a little bit more exciting when you go see Mercy Parker. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Here's I'm In Over My Head. Anything you want to say about this song before we jump into it?
This is one of the first ones that Jason and I actually kind of wrote together when we started our journey together a long time ago. And it's something that's really just... you know, pretty emotional, emotion driven.
It's a special song. Yeah. This is the closer. This is this is a good one.
It's definitely got more of a bluesy, soulful undertone to it too, compared to all the other songs. So
always fun to play live.
Yeah,
let's get in our feelings, guys. It's Mercy Parker.
That's the message
here on Loud and Local.
Bottom line, turn your head, I'll be just fine. I'll take this drink and I'll pour one more, picturing you walking out of my door. Cause you're all talk and I'm a lie, loving you is like a thorn in my side. I'll take this drink and I'll pour one more, begging you to walk out of my door. I'll give you time and I'll give you space, sell my soul just to see your face. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.